The Midday Report.
So as the number of COVID cases continue to rise exponentially in Gauteng, as we heard from the acting health minister there, the health department has temporarily suspended hospital visits at public facilities. We know that Gauteng currently accounts for the highest number of the new daily COVID infections in the country. The health department saying the third wave has put facilities under extreme pressure, hence the decision. Kwara Kekana is the spokesperson for the Gauteng Health Department. Kwara, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What informed this decision?
Good afternoon to you, Mandy, and good afternoon to the listeners at home. I think one of the things is just to be on record is that, you know, we understand that this is not the most desirable of situations. And I think we've said this before because you'd appreciate how, you know, it would be nice for people to be visiting their loved ones in hospitals. But unfortunately, one of the measures that we've had to put in place is the Gauteng Department of Health. And this is probably the third time that we have to adjust visiting hours in our facilities, just as one of the measures to, you know, limit the risk, especially to patients in hospitals who are already vulnerable, by just limiting people that are visitors or visiting hours. Earlier on, we had limited that to one person, but at this stage, we've completely, closed off that opportunity for visitors to come through to our facilities until further notice. This is just to limit the risk of COVID-19 into facilities.
Kwara, what is the picture in hospitals in Gauteng at the moment? What is the state of the capacity and the entire system as we speak?
So, Mandy, as you remember earlier on in the week, we did communicate that we are experiencing pressure in our facilities. In particular, we're getting a lot of patients that are what's called persons under investigation. So these are people that are presenting with COVID-19 symptoms and are coming to facilities either because they're struggling with some of the symptoms and are needing medical assistance in our facilities and are not yet confirmed COVID positive, so we then proceed to test them. We are especially looking at the pressures in the West Rand area for facilities like in the West Rand in Leratong, for example, and also in the Johannesburg district area. Which I think since from the start of the pandemic, Joburg district has always been because it's densely populated. So there is that pressure, particularly in these two districts, as we've previously communicated. We are feeling the pinch with regards to our hospitals, and we also did communicate that the bulk of the hospitalization figures at the beginning of the week was in the private sector facilities, but our facilities in public as well are under pressure.
The acting health minister saying this morning that the SANDF will be assisting in Gauteng. Is that enough? What is your reaction to that? And are there any other possibilities you could be looking at to alleviate some pressure?
I mean, of course, Mandy, you remember that one of the things that we've been communicating since the start of the pandemic and especially towards the end of 2020 was about the fatigue of staff. But you'd remember also that the pandemic also affects staff. So in addition to, you know, prioritizing the vaccination of healthcare workers just to ensure that they don't suffer severe illnesses, one of the things, of course, that we've constantly been engaging is also how do we also assist staff members that have been at the forefront of fighting COVID-19. We've put measures in place just in terms of augmenting the staff complement in facilities, using, resources such as nursing agencies to augment nursing staff, for example, and other methods in terms of increasing the human resource capacity. Last year as well, there was a team from the South African Military Health Services that assisted in other divisions of the South African Defense Force, if I could recall. So performing various services and not just clinical work. And that augmented staff complement also assisted quite a lot in various areas in the hospital. So I think any addition is always welcome. This puts a bit of lifting of a bit of pressure from our staff members in our various facilities.
And Kwara, just lastly, what is the situation with vaccine sites in the province? We know that you've opened them up for walk-ins for over 60s, but anybody over 60 can walk in. We've heard some reports of some vaccine sites being completely empty. Others are still quite full. What does it look like out there?
So one of the things that we've been doing and observing since the start of the rollout phase two that is targeting 60s and above is and some of the issues I think the minister did ventilate as well this morning in the briefing with regards to people being discouraged because either the allocated appointment is at a facility that's a bit further away from them, and in some instances people not receiving SMSs from the EVDS system. So we're trying to close those gaps. And just to ensure that people can do walk-ins at their nearest vaccination sites, which are now, you know, we're taking back walk-ins at all our public health sites in Gauteng. It's about 89 odd of them in the province. This is to close those gaps that I've mentioned, Mandy. But I think one of the things that we did also highlight in our conversations with the district team is also to be agile in terms of responding to the number of people that are coming into particular facilities. As you're saying, you know, some sites, you know, in terms of the turnout, is a bit lower than others, where you'd see greater turnout in some areas as well. So it's just also about redirecting resources in certain areas and closing those gaps as well, Mandy, with regards to the vaccination program.
Quara, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Good afternoon to you.
Thank you.
Quara Kekana, the spokesperson there for the Gauteng Health Department, speaking to us about this decision to temporarily suspend hospital visits at public facilities. Also, what's happening with the vaccine rollout too. Your thoughts on that one?
What's up, Mandy?
On 072-702-1702.
Mandy, how's it? On Monday, I was at a primary healthcare facility in Egoruleni in Etwatwa, Philip Moyo. And there was a long queue of over 60s who had gone there to be vaccinated. And also there was quite a number of walk-ins who were going to be assisted and registered on site. So yeah, thus far, this side, I saw quite a large number of response.